tested positive for the coronavirus. Meanwhile, passengers on the MS Westerdam cruise liner stranded in the Gulf of Thailand celebrate some good news. They are headed to Cambodia, where the ship will be allowed to dock after five countries refuse them entry. Sudan's transitional government says it has signed an agreement with the families of the victims of the October 2000 bombing of the USS Cole. They say this is part of its effort to be removed from a U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Sudanese officials say the settlement was signed last week in Washington, but have not released terms of the deal. There was no immediate comment from the U.S. government. The United States added Sudan to its list of state sponsors of terrorism in 1993. But since the ouster of longtime leader Omar al-Bashir last year, there have been talks about incremental steps Sudan could take to earn removal. This is VOA News. NATO has agreed in principle to take over some of the training activities carried out by the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State terror group in Iraq. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance's role would consist of handling some of the coalition's current training activities.
In the first instance, this will consist of taking on some of the global coalition's current training activities. Ministers also agreed to explore what more we can do beyond this first step.
The move is a direct response to demands from the Trump administration for European allies to do more in the Middle East. The United States is hoping NATO partners will send additional forces to Iraq to allow some American forces to pull out. A bipartisan measure limiting Donald Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran is moving toward approval in the Senate. This is VOA News. The resolution's author, Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, asserts President Trump must win approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. A Republican sided with Democrats Wednesday on a procedural motion to force a vote on the issue as soon as Thursday. Wednesday, Mr. Trump urged the Senate to reject the legislation, saying it was crucial to the country's security to not limit his war-making power. The head of the Iowa Democratic Party is out after caucus chaos. Troy Price has resigned as chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party in the wake of the meltdown that included delays in reporting results, inconsistencies in numbers, and no clear winner. Price said in a letter, Democrats deserve better than what happened on caucus night. The state's Democratic Party did not release what it called complete results for the February 3rd caucus until February 6th. Even so, at least two candidates requested a partial recanvassing of the results. President Trump praises Attorney General William Barr to withdraw the sentence recommendation for a convicted Trump confidant. Jennifer King reports.
At a meeting with the President and First Lady of Ecuador, President Trump told reporters he doesn't want to say he's considering a pardon for Roger Stone, but he's glad the Justice Department overruled prosecutors who were seeking a 7 to 9 year sentence for his longtime confidant.
You have murderers and drug addicts, they don't get 9 years.
The four lawyers who prosecuted Roger Stone quit the case Tuesday night.
I didn't speak to him, by the way, just so you understand.
The President tweeted congratulations to Attorney General William Barr for the move. The Justice Department says the Attorney General will testify about the issue for the House Judiciary Committee next month. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants an investigation by the DOJ's Inspector General. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News. Thank you.